We have not played the what was left in the SJW lunchroom game in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. And this is actually something that was left a few weeks ago. I just haven't really had a chance to get to it. And I think on that, it's the heels of it. I need to do gently, in a very loving way, admonish some of our fellow coworkers. I know not us. I know it's not WSJW. I know it's the other employees of the stations that are here. But So before we do that, so for those that aren't aware, this game actually started, gosh, might go back a couple of years now for what I remember, that we have, and I know everyone has the same workplace. People leave stuff in the lunchroom, people take it. Because it's
freebies,
and generally it's food that is snapped up quickly,
yeah.
Especially here, but it all started when somebody left a package of seaweed,
ooh,
and it went untouched.
Oh, delicious, glory! It's wonderful.
It was the first time it was like, who left this? Why? How? What? So seaweed, and then it started a trend. We had things like Hamburger Helper. Well, that was taken. Remember the German chocolate advent calendar that was left a couple years ago?
That. Yeah.
The dishwasher cleaner. I think that was you, Pat.
That was me.
Yes.
I brought dishwasher.
I think I might have grabbed that because I could use it. Yeah. We had a spa set that was left.
That's right.
The giant zucchini.
Oh, that was me.
Well, that was you too.
That was me.
Oh yeah, that was Pat.
One of my favorites was when somebody left the holiday seat and wheel covers because
the Thanksgiving turkey corn or whatever.
It was just a one seat though. That was the key.
It was just one seat. Yeah, it was just one seat. Yeah, that's right.
Well, of course, when Halloween, all the Halloween candidates left.
Yep.
The neon clock. Which now hangs in our studio. It's a classic. This was one of the cool things.
Yeah.
It was Pat Johnston's clock. And we got here and...
Pat Johnston leaves a lot of stuff.
He does. He brings home... His wife probably goes, Pat, what did you do with my stuff?
Pat, either you find something to do with this or we're going to throw it out.
Right.
That could be too.
And one of the most recent things we had over the summer was a pair of beautiful nightstand lamps.
I remember those.
Now, these were
from your house, Pat?
No, it was not from my house.
Well, and these were very...
No, these were nice looking.
These are lamps that you might find. You know, I think we related to it if we could generationally, almost like something you find in a grandmother's house.
Oh, right.
Those types. Mm-hmm. But we donated them to the rescue ministries, and now somebody is using those lamps in their home.
That's awesome.
So how cool is that?
Nice.
So a few weeks ago, there were some more food products left, and all got taken except for one thing. And I even tested it this past weekend. I had to work, come back late Friday, and I put it back onto the table, and I came in Monday, and it was still there. No disrespect to the company that produces this. I don't want to give any, but for whatever reason, nobody took the Progresso chicken corn chowder flavored with bacon can.
That sat there for quite a while.
I remember that. Collected some dust,
too,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And the dust is still there.
I didn't
dust it off. But
nobody took the dust, huh?
I don't know why, for whatever reason, and again, nothing against Progresso. They're very fine makers, but your chicken corn chowder flavored with bacon didn't go. And this is a pretty good size can. It's 18.5 ounces. It's about 2 servings per container, depending on... Which is, by the way, and I've done this before, but I'll say it real quick. This is the confounding thing, of course. It's about 2 servings per container.
Right.
Okay. It's 190 calories per serving, but 400 calories per can.
You get another 10 calories.
Right.
Yeah. So if I ate the whole 20. Can, but I did it per serving, I'd be saving calories, essentially. So, and the expiration date, if I'm reading correctly, is August of 2023. So you still got a whole half a year to.
Yeah.
So the question is, what do I do? Do I put this back on the table? Or
give it to Art next time he gets in here.
Yes, Art, we'll put it in your mailbox.
That's all right.
Actually, you know what that would be? It's too bad because it expires before next year's White Elephant.
Oh, you know, that's a perfect gift.
It would have been the perfect gift.
Oh,
a perfect gift.
That and a listen to the Mrs. K, cookbook to go along with it.
I'll take the cookbook. It's more valuable than apparently the soup.
Yeah.
That's perfect. An expired can of corn chowder would be a perfect white elephant gift. Actually, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think next time I visit our friends at the Salvation Army. Because it's still good.
Go. It's still good.
They could put it to use.
They could.
So.
Or maybe not.
It's also rich and hearty.
That's what
it says.
Of
it
course.
Says so. Right
oh,
rich,
yeah.
rich, hearty. Rich and hearty.
Rich and hearty.
So that one was left to most recently. Let me add it to the list. For whatever reason, all the other food products.
That was not a hit
go.
Here.
Now, I need to take a moment here to also in this segment, because it also deals with the lunchroom, gently. I lovingly chastise and admonish some of our fellow employees. We have a very large trash bin. But if you throw things in there that don't really fit.
Like a big box.
Thank
like
you. That really takes up too much room. You don't leave room for just the general trash.
Correct.
Most people that work here, that park in our back parking lot every day, walk by the large trash receptacle.
Yeah.
If you have a box of such size,
just throw it away.
Take the box on your way out the door and drop it in there.
That's all you have to do.
Prime example is this.
Uh-oh. You brought it in. Don't get out of the garbage.
Somebody. Uh-oh. I didn't have to dig it out of the garbage.
Oh, okay. It was sitting on top.
It was too big that they just set it on top of the garbage. This giant box. Whoever got the Keurig K-Mini single-serving coffee maker... And set the box on top of the
thing.
Because it wouldn't fit.
You could even break that down.
Yeah, I know. Nobody broke it down. No, they wouldn't do that. Too much work.
Take the tape off.
There used to be a day.
And...
yeah, there used to be a day where we'd leave them by the back door in the lunchroom and they would get taken out by the cleaning crew when they came in. But those days are gone.
I just love they didn't even think about breaking the box down. They didn't think about it.
They cut it open on top of the tape. They removed it nicely and. Put the packing back in the box.
Wow.
And they kept the packing in the box, too.
Yes, they did.
Maybe they thought, well, if I keep the packing in the box, there'll be more room in the trash can. No! <it's> not! You couldn't put anything else in the trash can. Even if there were room in the trash, which there wasn't, which is why they just set it on top.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
You know who you are. You are listening, I know. Our colleagues listen to us all the time. You know who you are. Your box is now here in the studio. Come get it and take it out.
Is there no address label or anything on it?
Oh, never even thought to look. No, it must have been a store
probably
purchase.
Not.
Probably a store purchase.
Yeah. Let me check inside, see if somebody maybe left something I can pin it on. Anyway.
Wait. Yeah. You said it was a coffee maker? And they left the box.
Yes.
That means
that coffee maker is somewhere in the building.
It was somebody's desk. Oh, Art Lewis, you see? Art Lewis, invest all those James Bond's movies you've had.
That's right.
Start being Columbo.
You know who you are. One more thing. It's 8:51 on WSBW. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we know you play the same game in your office. We know you do.